Back to school time, just around the corner, it's hard to believe, and some stay-at-home parents may be starting to think about getting back into the workforce now that their kids are old enough and heading into the classroom. So how do you prepare to make this change if you've been on the sidelines for a bit? Career coach Christy Mims is joining us live once again in the studio with some advice for you. Christy, folks may be thinking about this. It may be a good time now with back to school around the corner. They can get back into the workforce. What should they do if they're just now starting out?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I say always break it down into chunks. I think it can be overwhelming to try to think about all the pieces of a job search and what you need to do. So I would say start in one of two places, depending on where you're more comfortable. Either start by dusting off that resume and taking a look at it and seeing what you might want to upgrade. Or, and this is what I always suggest you do first if you're more comfortable doing this, is to start with your network. Get out and have coffee with a few people, take the temperature of the job world, and start seeing what's out there so that you can then dust off that resume and upgrade it.
Because a lot of times it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Exactly. It's always who you know.
So here's a big question, though. You've got a huge break on your resume. You perhaps have been home to just take some time off, raise kids. How do you explain that you've been out of the workforce for 10, 15 years even?
I'm actually working with a client on this very issue now, and I think you're upfront about it. Just say that you took some time for your family and that you're really, really excited to have the chance to go back and work on your career now. So update that resume, have that break on it, address it, and then move on.
How much of a disadvantage are you at if you've taken a break for, you know, to raise your children?
I think it depends on what industry you're in and how well you've kept up with the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Some industries like IT move so fast. If you've taken a break and you haven't really kept a toe in the water, you are at a disadvantage. Other industries like consulting do have a flavor of the year usually, but it's the same, you know, project management is project management. So it's a skill set that is always evergreen. So I do think it varies.
So it's not the type of thing where you should think that just because you've been out of the workforce for a number of years that you can't get back in. There are younger, more experienced people competing for these jobs. There is a place for you then somewhere?
There's absolutely a place for you. And as long as you're flexible and you're out there and talking to people, working your network and trying to brush up on your skills and making sure that you know what's happening today, I think you can find a place. Absolutely.
Is this a good time for folks making this transition from stay-at-home parent to either full-time or part-time worker? Because for some folks, a full-time job may not be the thing for them right now. And I'm wondering if it is a good time for them to be looking for freelance work or flexible schedule work. Are more employers looking for employees along those lines versus a traditional full-time 40-hour-a-week worker?
I think, again, it depends on the industry, but in Washington, some industries have been hard hit, and so I think a lot of companies are willing to look at that 20-hour-a-week model, especially if they don't necessarily have to pay health care. You know, it's cheaper for them. It's great for the person looking for work because the schedule can be flexible. And I know a lot of people who have been laid off have turned around and started doing freelance work and managed to make a good income from it. So it absolutely is possible to start picking up work here and there from companies and have a little bit more of a flexible schedule if you're willing to compromise on benefits.
Coach Mims will be taking your questions, if you've got some more of them, on our website starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon, WTOP.com for her web chat. Her website is therevolutionaryclub.com. Check her out. Great information, Christy. Mm-hmm. Always great to have you.
Some free advice there if you're looking for a career change as well at therevolutionaryclub.com.
Money News, every half hour at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Back to Jeff Claybaugh now at the Washington Business Journal.
A gain that has held since the opening bell. The Dow is up 170 points. That's 1.3%. The S&P 500 index is up 14. The NASDAQ is up 26. Those are 1%.